It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final hour, Felger and Maz. Again, the developing story today is another COVID positive test for the Patriots. Stephon Gilmore this morning, and them shutting down the team facility today and tomorrow. Yet Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos is still on as of this moment. Meanwhile, more details are coming out over from the what happened over the weekend. Cam Newton, who was the first Patriot to test positive, news came out Saturday early afternoon, late morning. Initially was tested on Friday. According to Adam Schefter, he went out to dinner Friday night with Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore tested positive this morning. So there's that little tying of the connecting of the dots, if you will. And Tom Kern reported on NBC Sports Boston that the Patriots are getting irritated with the league's direction here on this and making them go out to Kansas City and play that game in the manner that they did. That's the latest. Let's get our expert opinion on this. You've heard this individual often here on Felger and Maz during the pandemic. We really value his time and his input. It's Dr. Paul Sachs. He's the head of infectious diseases in that department at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Doctor, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Good. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so what's your reaction to, we'll just start with this week's game at Gillette against Denver. Should they be playing that game?
Well, you're asking an infectious disease doctor about this, and I happen to be an infectious disease doctor who already thinks football is kind of dangerous, so I'm going to say flat out, I don't think so. You know, there's an incubation period after people get exposed, and just because you test negative right away doesn't mean you're not going to test positive down the road.
And so how long is that period where you can test positive? It feels like it's beyond 5 days. If I'm just, you know, again, watching what's going on with the White House, the Tennessee Titans are popping up still positive as of today. It feels like well over a week since their first positive test. So how long is that window then?
So the window is about 14 days. We know that 98%+ of people after getting exposed will come down with COVID-19 within 14 days of exposure. And that's why we recommend people who've had a close exposure to an active case that they quarantine for 14 days. And that means someone who spends, you know, more than 15 minutes with someone with active COVID-19 without wearing protection, you know, masks, et cetera, that's the kind of exposure we're talking about in an indoor setting in particular.
So, Dr. Sachs, I think when we have spoken to you in the past, you said that oftentimes many people develop symptoms within 2 to 5 days. So go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, that's true. I mean, the peak time to develop symptoms, the most common is about 5 to 7 days, and that's actually there's a range around that. So there are individuals who get sick sooner, and there are individuals who get sick later, and so you can test positive within that period that I mentioned, that 14-day period after exposure, and there are some rare exceptions even to that, and particularly in the elderly.
Okay, so the next question I have is, can you be contagious before you test positive?
No, well, not really, unless the sample was not obtained properly. For all practical purposes, right at the onset of the time when you test positive is when you're probably at just about the time you're most contagious. One of the tricky things about this virus, and one reason why we have to be very respectful of it and very cautious, is that people right before they develop symptoms often have very high amounts of virus and are potentially quite contagious, which is probably contributed or definitely contributed to the fact that this has become a pandemic, that people can spread it without knowing that they're sick.
Again, Dr. Paul Sachs at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. How'd you feel about playing last Monday in Kansas City and the approach the Patriots or the league took of putting the 20 individuals, the 20 players who had close contact with Cam Newton on one plane and putting the rest of the team on the other? How do you feel about that approach?
Well, in hindsight, it's 2020, and you know, someone pointed out to me today that you can say a lot about this year, 2020, by using that cliche. But hindsight's 2020. It doesn't seem like a very good idea. You know, it is true, fortunately at least, that flights are not major spreaders of COVID-19 so far. You know, there have been some isolated exceptions, and those have predominantly occurred in people who've been sick and occurred in March. But generally, we don't recommend, obviously, that anyone potentially contagious get on an airplane, and that certainly would apply to professional football players.
But, Doctor, how come flights are not major spreaders?
So a variety of reasons. One is that since the pandemic began, there's been a lot of pressure to have people on flights wear masks all the time. And I think that's very appropriate. And I recommend that all of my patients who are planning to fly wear a mask and even wear a face shield for eye protection. Second is that there are regulations about air exchanges that occur during flights. And third is that most of the flights have not been crowded. I think one could envision a future where, in order to fly, you either have to demonstrate either a negative test or have received a vaccine. That's kind of the future of flying with COVID-19 still circulating.
When you say air exchanges, what do you mean?
I mean that they're well ventilated, that airplanes are well ventilated. It seems the more we learn about the transmission of the virus, the more we realize that it's actually predominantly transmitted through the air, not so much surfaces and touching surfaces. And as a result, the better the ventilation, the lower the risk, especially when you're around other people, which is why we've been pushing outdoor activities so strongly as ways of people getting out and being safely engaged with other people is being outside.
So you said a couple of things just recently that I found interesting. One, you said exposure to another person who has it for 15 minutes. Is that the threshold, or can it be in 5 minutes?
Well, you know, there's no absolutes. We like to have some rules that people can at least understand. It does appear that these very transient exposures, you know, just a short-term spending time with someone are not risky at all, which is why, you know, I tell my friends, you know, don't yell at the person who jogs by you who's not wearing a mask, who's exercising and not wearing a mask. That's not going to infect you. But it's really the hanging out with somebody, especially in the context where you're talking, singing, shouting, dining. Those are all very risky. And anyone who's dining with someone else is putting themselves potentially in a risky situation, because when you're dining, you can't wear a mask and you're often indoors and potentially sitting very close to people. So that's why restaurants and bars have been targeted as places that are potential COVID spreaders.
So you also mentioned, Dr. Sachs, what is being commonly referred to as viral load, the amount of virus any one person is carrying at any particular time. There are tests that can detect what someone's viral load is at any given time. If someone has a lower viral load, are they less contagious necessarily?
So yes, there are tests that can determine that, but one of the challenges of COVID-19 is that as a new disease, our tests are not yet what we call validated to report that information. So when a person tests positive, they actually don't get that information, and neither necessarily the clinicians. It's something that sometimes we infectious disease doctors query the laboratory and say, what's the we don't ask for viral load. We ask for something called cycle threshold. And ironically, the lower the cycle threshold, the higher the amount of virus. We strongly believe that higher amounts of virus are more contagious than lower amounts of virus. And we base that on contact tracing studies. But it is not something that practically you can assess in a standard COVID-19 test.
Doctor, you now that you and others that work in this field have a better grasp on what these parameters are for catching it, I mean, you're just talking about, you know, restaurants and what the risk can be eating inside a restaurant. Like, what other activities did you think that were okay aren't anymore?
Well, I mean, it's if we It is a sports radio show, right? So, yeah. I'll tell you that it didn't surprise me at all that golf and tennis were among the first sports to be played, and you know, baseball would be a much safer sport than something that involves incredibly close contact and people breathing on each other. You know, that's what football is all about. So I mean, there are gradations. I think we've learned that it really is these crowded settings in areas of poor ventilation that are the most worrisome. You know, all you have to do is look at that outbreak that happened in Maine from a wedding. I know there are people indoors unmasked, and led to well over 100 cases and many deaths.
So talk about it. Sports radio studio, doctor. three guys sitting in an enclosed space with no fresh air, screaming for 4 hours at each other.
We wouldn't. We would not recommend that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Good.
Again, Dr. Paul Sachs, clinical director at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. Do you feel the NFL has been reckless, doctor?
Well, you know, the NFL, I have to say, I was ready to criticize the NFL for going forward, because that's actually, as I've mentioned to you before, one of my biases. I'm not a big fan of football. On the other hand, I was very impressed when I heard the head of the union and the person representing the NFL talk about how they were planning to get the sport started. I think they really did set out to do the right thing. I think one of the problems, though, is that the players want to play and the league wants to play. And so when you have both sides wanting to go forward, there may not be someone who just pulls up short and says, now, wait a minute, does this make sense? And now that we're seeing positive cases, you know, it makes you wonder that maybe their judgment is impaired by both wanting to go forward. Okay. It also makes me think that you know, college football, it's I'm very concerned about that. Because the situation, the players don't have nearly as much power.
Well, how do you feel about the state of Florida? DeSantis said recently that he's considering or is going to open up all the stadiums to full capacity coming up here. How do you feel about that?
I think you know the answer to that question.
I mean, it's insane, right?
It does not make sense. Spectator sports, you know, could potentially exist if you have people spaced in the crowds with family members, people they're already with. Or, you know, if you had some situation where you could screen people ahead of time that was reliable, but simply temperature screening and symptom screening is not enough when you're talking about putting tens of thousands of people together. Certainly very, very risky under these circumstances.
Doctor, in general, what do you think we're looking at this winter? I'm not talking about the NFL or sports. I'm talking about us, people, society this winter. What are we looking at?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really not a doom and gloom kind of person, despite what you might think talking to me. But I feel like we've learned a lot about how to control this. One thing that we certainly did very well here in Boston was when we had such large numbers, we were able to modify our behaviors and keep the case numbers down. Now we're following very closely all the case numbers, and we have a better idea of how it's transmitted. So I'm hopeful that even though case numbers are slowly increasing, that we're going to be able to keep that a slow increase and not return to the very difficult situation we had in March, April, and May.
What's the story with the vaccine?
So a lot of progress going on in vaccine trials. They can't be rushed. And the reason they can't be rushed is because you need to know not only are they effective, but are they safe? And it takes a while to know whether a vaccine is safe. So I'm hopeful that we'll have something potentially for distribution, for approval and distribution in 2021.
So when you say that's a 12-month window there, doctor, when in 2021 do you think?
Yeah, you know, the way to be wrong is to predict something with precision that really requires a lot of, that really still has a lot of unknowns. And I can't say exactly, but, you know, I agree with Dr. Fauci that it's possible it could be early 2021.
I got to keep that in mind the next time I pick a football game.
Yeah, we just like guessing. Just
spread it out. Look, one of the questions I have, and I don't know how closely you followed the Tennessee Titans situation, is that a number of the Titans obviously have tested positive, yet they played the Vikings, and no Vikings have tested positive. So is there anything to be drawn from the contagious nature of it from one team to the other during a game? And that game was played indoors, Dr. Sachs. It was in an indoor facility.
So it is true. We don't know yet that football is highly risky as far as transmission, and it could be that this, you know, the linemen who line up opposing each other and are facing each other you know, get point after point after point, that that amount of time is actually fairly small. In fact, I think you would probably know better than I, but the amount of time they're actually playing in a football game is relatively short given the total amount of time. So perhaps those exposures are not enough to transmit. And also, you mentioned that they're played indoors, but they're played in these giant arenas. And of course, you know, indoors, closed spaces, you know, think about, you know, very, very low ceilings, no windows. That's really not a football arena. Football arenas are huge, cavernous places. So perhaps it won't be a dangerous form of activity.
Just one or two more. How do you feel how the White House has handled their outbreak?
Well, if we can learn anything from that, it's that the public health measures that we've all adopted and have made very natural in our lives, much, you know, it's been a sacrifice, really do work. You know, we wear masks in public, especially in indoor places. We don't hug people at events. To see those activities go on was really very surprising. And then they had also indoor activities. So the best thing that can come out of that is that we've learned what does work and not to emulate them.
Well, does it frustrate you that our leaders are maybe doing the wrong thing when it comes to this?
Well, I know that there are leaders of a lot of different leaders, and many people who are leaders are actually saying things that make a lot of sense from a public health perspective. So,
okay, all right, doctor. I think that's it. Can I just go? Just back to one thing. I don't know why I'm singularly obsessed about this, but the airplane thing. You said that there's air ventilation on planes. So in my mind, it's like we're up in the tube for 4 hours and it's the same air circulating. No?
So it isn't the same air. They do bring in fresh air during the course of the flight. And the same is true for train travel. And we know this also because there are other infections that are spread through the air. COVID-19 isn't the only one. And you know, fortunately, there are not a lot of outbreaks linked to air travel. And I'm hopeful that with adherence to mask wearing and that people don't fly when they're sick and that they limit things like snacks and meals on the plane, that we can actually make air travel safe. What I'd really like also is for the airlines to spread people out as much as possible. I recently had to visit some family in New York and took the train down to New York. And, it was, you know, I have to give a shout out to Amtrak. They've done a great job in spreading out the passengers within the train so that you're really not near anyone when you're traveling except your family member.
Okay. And again, just in closing, you don't think they should play Sunday against Denver?
No, I do not. I think it's easy for me to say as a non-football fan, but I will say that you really want to make sure that you don't have people with active infection playing. That's my recommendation.
And we don't know that there aren't more active infections, and we won't know by Sunday who's actively infected, because it takes 14 days to figure that all out.
At some point, the league and the players will make the decision whether they're willing to take that risk, and it's not a decision I can make for them.
Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time, as always.
Thank you, Dr. Sachs.
It's very informative.
Thanks for chatting. Bye.
Okay, Dr. Paul Sachs at the Brigham and Women. Because I want to fly, you know, but how do they exchange the air in the middle of the flight?
So I had heard this a while ago, that they actually, they don't just recycle air the whole time on planes anymore. That they do introduce fresh air. So air goes out and new air comes in.
And they just somehow get the air where they're up there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, somehow they're able to do it while controlling cabin pressure, which is obviously speaks to technology. But I had heard this early on, and I was surprised by it, too, because I just assumed it was the same thing over and over again.
Okay, we get back to your reaction to the events of the day, of which there were many. We continue right after this. Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And you felt that way at the time. And suffice it to say, I don't need to ask you that if, you know, because the Cam Newton stuff broke over the weekend. If I were to ask you Saturday morning, should they have played? You were a hard no at that point in time.
I said it was stupid. I said it was stupid that we're cramming it in when there were a bunch of unknowns. And, you know, now you look at the science that's developed and it's pretty much, you know, five days after is when, you know, positive tests start showing up. And this was just dumb. They should have proceeded with an abundance of caution. They should have said, you know what? Especially with what was going on in Tennessee. I mean, what the hell are we doing here? I mean, Tennessee's out of control. Who knows when they're going to play again, if they're even going to play this season. And what do? They cram the Patriots on a plane to go out to Kansas City. Stephon Gilmore's breathing and shaking hands with Patrick Mahomes after the game. One of the best players in the league, two of the best players in the league. And now all of a sudden now we're going to deal with the Patriots and maybe the Chiefs and who the hell knows what else. The Raiders have a positive. Like, it's just stupid. Just pause it, give them a week off, push it back to week 18, and then let's see what happens. But there was no reason to rush into it. None at all.
Bedard was all fired up. Shouldn't have played last week at Kansas City. Shouldn't play Sunday in Denver. Again, his full two-hour stint online. A lot of valuable stuff in there. I promised your reaction. Let's get to it. Carol in Plymouth. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi. I'm actually calling about the picture that you had of Mahomes and...
Gilmore, yeah.
Gilmore, yes. He had his arm around the back of Mahomes' back. And if you look, he's got his, now maybe somebody else said this, but he's got his mouth guard in his hand. And it's awfully close to Mahomes' neck. And that's the most contamination that you could get.
Carol, so we can go back and look at that. I would just say, yeah, so they're showing the picture right now. It's true. I don't know if you know, how you get COVID from the back of your neck. But be that as it may, Stephon Gilmore. All right. It's now Monday night. You know Cam Newton is positive for COVID. You know you were out to dinner with him and spent close time with him on Friday night. Why are you getting in Patrick Mahomes' face like that?
Great question.
Unless you're trying to take him out. And I say that.
It was a Pat's directive.
Totally in jest. Okay, that's just a joke. How do you take out Mahomes? You send a COVID in there, COVID guy in there to breathe on him.
Great game.
Okay, that's a joke.
A COVID horse.
But seriously, like that sort of, like, I don't mean to paint these guys as bad people. They're not. It's not like they're committing crimes or, like I said before, knocking off banks or, you know, they're not doing this. But do you want to play and complete your season or not? And if you do, you have to be careful. More careful than the rest of us because you are in and around so many other guys in so many confined areas, and you're playing these games where you're sweating and breathing and spitting on each other. So you have, if you want to play your games, you have to be careful. So how do you, Stephon, know that Newton's positive? You went out with him Friday night when he tested positive, right in that zone where he's probably contagious. 2 days later, you're playing the game and you're getting right in Mahomes' face after the game? Like, think a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's a great point that, you know, by the time they got on the field on Monday, Gilmore knew he had been around him on Friday night and that he had tested positive Friday morning. He may not have known it Friday night, but he knew it by Monday.
Right.
And so, like, I wonder, now look, if Schefter knew it over the weekend that Gilmore and Newton had dinner together on Friday night, I have to believe the Patriots knew and that Gilmore told them. If Gilmore didn't tell the Patriots that he had dinner with Newton, now were they still being? Well, I'm assuming they'd been traced still at that point.
They had to do the whole contact tracing. That's the whole point of it. Who have you been around? Who have you been in close contact? Newton's got to say it. Newton's got to tell you. Well, I had dinner on Friday with Stephon Gilmore or whoever. And if they didn't, so this is why I keep saying, you know, again, the Patriots are allegedly annoyed with the league. I hope they had their own house in order in the first place, or their players were doing the right thing in the first place. The airline air thing, the airplane air thing, folks, I've already gotten, like, I got, okay, Raj in California, quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Quick.
You were talking about the airplanes, right? So basically, they say they filter the air out probably every 5 minutes using HEPA filters that filters out about anything, you know, larger than 0.3 microns. But that doesn't necessarily protect you if there's somebody within 6 feet of you that's coughed or sneezed, you know, so.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. Jim in Brookline, how do they suck the fresh air into the airplane going 475 miles an hour at 36,000 feet?
First of all, a Hornet does 700 knots, so you're wrong on the speed. Second of all, it's a pitot tube, which tells you what your speed is. So that hangs out in every airplane. In the
how do they get the air into the plane?
HEPA filters. There's filters that come in as air intake on every airplane in America.
And they get
otherwise, you don't know your speed. And they have air filters, bigger air filters on commercial airlines to allow more people in a Hornet. It's either one or two person Hornet.
And they're taking the air from the outside at 36,000 feet.
At all times for every aircraft in America.
Awesome.
Otherwise, you have no idea how fast you're going.
Terrific. Thank you.
Yeah, the Hornet.
So I got, you wouldn't believe my emails. They just populated
my head. No. I got the same thing.
I got it.
I want to hear the first guy say, HAPA again.
I got it. It's good to know. It's good to know. They're actually getting fresh air in there. Fine. Good to know. Here's Murray, the very latest on what happened today, and there's a bunch of developments. Here's the latest from Murray. We're back with one more segment of your great phone calls.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Welker and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I happen to believe, I was told that in the New England area over the weekend that Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore were spotted having dinner together on Friday night. So, and I was aware of that over the weekend. So to hear that he tested positive, I got to be honest, is not overly surprising to me. You know, if you're at a dinner table with somebody who's got the virus, you know, there's a chance I would think that you're going to get the virus. And so that's what we're dealing with this morning. We're dealing with, I think it's a crisis.
As Adam Schefter saying, he thinks it's a crisis after reporting that he had heard Newton and Stephon Gilmore out to dinner with each other Friday night. So I haven't heard any follow-up reports on that. He says it's a crisis. Again, the most interesting tweet I read today was Jason LaConfora, CBS Sports, who was reporting that the building was closed. Patriots all virtual today, closed facility. Then he writes, Some players who have not yet tested positive are feeling under the weather and would have had to stay home anyway. So tomorrow morning, you know, again, every morning it's something new. I woke up this morning, turned on my stuff, and there he goes, Stephon Gilmore, positive. When I wake up tomorrow and turn on the TV or the phone or whatever, what am I going to get? What am I going to get?
Something else that's going to be terrible. More players, something. It really is something every effing day.
Now. Oh, I'm telling you, I feel like it's going to be, you know.
Four New England Patriots players, six New England Patriots players, coach Bill. So on that, there is an update on the thing we've been talking about with Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy's written a couple different times now, including just this afternoon, that Belichick was on the COVID plane with Stephon Gilmore out of Boston when they flew out on Monday. We've come to learn, and I think Shaughnessy's going to be correcting this now in his column, finally, that Belichick was not on the COVID plane with Gilmore. And furthermore, the COVID plane was out of Providence, not Boston. So that was the Boston plane, was the regular traveling party. The COVID plane was sent to Rhode Island, as it probably should be. That's, again, why we have Rhode Island, to send you our COVID. And so that's another joke, Rhode Island. So the COVID plane was Rhode Island. That was Stephon Gilmore. Belichick was on the Patriots team plane out of Boston. So,
right. And Gilmore was on the COVID plane.
Gilmore was on the COVID plane. Okay. So that just sort of cleans that up. I have yet to read the email of the day. So why don't we do that right here? If we could, please.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Dear Fel.
Email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Phishing, ransomware, and employees who click on bad links can put you out of business. Get protected by Mimecast, the number one email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Learn more at Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E-C-A-S-T.com. Teresa says, subject line, blame game. Felger, stop blaming the Patriots players. They are not in a bubble, and going to have dinner with a teammate who have all tested negative is not being irresponsible. And the Patriots should be pissed about having to travel to play these games. Less risk flying with masks, but still not N95 masks, shields, and eye protection. Still a risk, and the NFL just wants money. Sent from Teresa. Okay. And the Patriots don't, Teresa? So, come on. Like, what, the Patriots are a nonprofit? And it's just the big, greedy NFL? So stop with that. They all want their money, and I don't blame them for wanting their money.
I bet you that's coming from players. I bet players are annoyed.
Well, but... And I get that, but I would just say to those players, are you being responsible in your own personal life?
No, I get it. I'm just telling you, I'd be willing to bet there were guys on the team that are dissatisfied with the whole thing.
Well, sure. I mean, we played all that sound of, you know, the reporting on Saturday saying there were players who did not want to get on that plane. But if what were you guys doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? I mean, have you locked it down? And so, like, I am sort of blaming the players, but I also want to reiterate for the, you know, 10th time, they're not violating the law. I'm not saying throw them in jail. It's not like they're beating somebody up or, you know, I'm just saying if you want to complete the season, you have to be very careful. These guys, more than the rest of us, are they being very careful? And if they're not and they're losing games because they're not being very careful, I think it's entirely legitimate to say, well, what were you doing? Were you doing everything you possibly could to make sure that the virus stayed out of your building? The Titans sure didn't.
Okay, but what about the guy who is being careful and now has to get on a plane with a guy who isn't?
That's tough.
Right? So that's the guy who's agitated.
But he should be agitated with his teammate.
Oh, sure.
Not the league.
Yeah, but again, now he feels though the league is requiring him to get on that plane with his teammate.
Or his players union, because the union has signed off. It's in conjunction here.
Yep, agreed.
These protocols were done in conjunction with the owners and the players union. It wasn't like this was forced on the players.
Yeah, this is where, again, the risk of sounding like a ghoul, I have no sympathy here. You knew what you signed up for. You had an opportunity to opt out like some of your teammates, like Dante Hightower did. You knew what there was going to be things like this that popped up this year.
I mean, particularly if it was a lower-salaried guy, you should have opted out and taken the $150K.
Or maybe they should do a little research on the plane's air. You know, it's apparently very safe.
Oh, my God. Guys, I got the airplane air thing. I'm sorry I brought it up. I mean, I was interested in it. Apparently, you are, too. But
I get it.
It's just been a deluge of emails.
No.
Please tell Felga, I flew from Boston to Raleigh next to one of the Biogen guys that had COVID on March 5th. I didn't get it.
No. I've flown too. I flew to effing Phoenix to pick up a stupid dog. So I know I've done it. Like, I get it. I was just curious how they get the air in there and they keep it fresh. But now we know.
Yeah, guys, this is Chris on a cape. There is no breathable air at 36,000 feet. And what little there is at sub-zero. Let me continue. Airplane air is fully recycled in flight with additional air stored in the fuselage, adding weight to the aircraft. So to cut costs, airlines reduce fresh air to passengers, parentheses, except pilots.
Okay.
Close parentheses.
Got it.
This leads to cabin fatigue.
Okay.
This is why you get tired on flights.
All right, so we've got the airplane air thing. We've got that covered.
Signed, Chris on the case.
Let's just wrap it up with your phone calls. We're going to zip through these. Please be brief. Sean in Rhode Island. Go, Sean.
Yeah. Lightning round.
I just wanted to challenge you on the Mahomes thing. I agree that Gilmore should have played it safe and probably even removed himself from the team. But the message he gets from the start, from that Monday, is you got a negative test. You're on the bus, we'll protect you. You're on the plane, we'll protect you. We want you up in everyone's face when you're defending them. And then you're asking them to shut all that off and shut that messaging off at the end of the game and stay away from Mahomes. I just think that's a lot to ask, Mike.
That's a good point, Sean. It really is. I mean, if he's clear to go roll around in a pile with these guys, breathing and sweating and spitting on each other, then he probably feels okay to go up to Mahomes and say, good game.
But, oh, totally. It's so inconsistent. The whole thing's inconsistent.
It's a fair point. But they did get, like, they were like, if they weren't wearing face masks, they would have smooched.
Oh, yeah. No, they would have tongued each other.
They went face mask to face mask on that one. John in Brockton. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing? Quick point. On the state regulations, once you find out someone is in close contact with somebody, you're supposed to quarantine for 10 or 14 days.
That's right.
So how the state ever let that plane with the 20 people in close contact leave the state is putting everybody at risk around the country. I don't know how that ever could happen. You should call a doctor tomorrow and see what they thought about the whole thing.
Well, the doctor we just talked to said, you know, the positives show up 14 days later. That's not a 5-day window. It's a 14-day window. Now, the balance of them, the median, the majority of them come up in that 2 to 5 day window, but you can test positive on day 6, day 7, day 8, day 9. We're finding that out in the White House. We're finding that out with the Titans, and we're about to find it out with the Patriots, I fear, as well.
Does this guy honestly think that the NFL answers to the government? Like, boy, talk about getting an ass backwards. Wow, reasonable thought on his behalf, but we all know the NFL is the sun, as we said earlier, around which we all revolve.
Matt in Uxbridge. Hi, Matt.
Having COVID does not make you a criminal. And wearing all these masks is not going to be a cure. They're actually prolonging the whole length of this outbreak. The NFL is right to keep on pushing forward. You can't keep on pushing the timeline back. What are you supposed to do if a team comes down with COVID in the playoffs?
So, Matt.
You're going to push the Super Bowl back a couple weeks out.
Matt.
And Tennessee is in a way more favorable position right now.
Matt, number one, your phone blows. But number two, you're like an anti-masker?
I just feel like at this point, I don't want to be wearing a mask into 2022. And the only way this is going to go away is
I didn't
if
ask you that.
Have had it or have the vaccine.
You don't think that they work? I mean,
you
just said the mask is prolonging the virus.
Yes, because it's not going away until most people have it.
Oh, okay, I see. The herd immunity guy. Okay. Dr. Matt in Uxbridge on line one. So just all strip off the masks and give each other COVID? You guys down with that?
No. In fact,
you want to do that? Well, let's all.
I wear it more just so I don't have to get yelled at by anyone. So, like, I'm just going to keep wearing the thing. Like, what's the harm? And it sounded like he was wearing one anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. You're talking me through your stupid mask.
He might just add Bert Breer's old phone.
No. So if you guys want to do that, Matt, go ahead. The rest of you, go ahead. Go get your COVID, and you go breathe on each other and give it to each other, and you're in the clear, and you'll be ahead of the rest of us. Good luck with that.
We just had an infectious diseases expert on, who said not only to wear masks on planes, but to wear a shield, like,
which I did, by the way. I had the mask.
Oh, I don't
and
doubt
the
that.
I had the full Andy Reid thing with the mask underneath. But it's like the anti-mask. Those are the only people I don't get. I get the people want to keep businesses open and all of that. There's a real component there to your livelihood, and that I get. There's a real debate there. There should be a real debate there and a real push and pull over whether we should open or not. I'm totally on board with both sides of that one. The guy that says I'm not going to wear the mask, I don't get you. I don't get you for one second do I not get you. So, there's that. Terry in West Roxbury. Go ahead, Terry. You're up last here on Felger and Maz.
Hi, guys. I was referring to the conversation with the woman about Gilmore being so close to Mahomes. I'm a nurse, and so I'm just saying, the COVID, can get spread through hair as well. And so, when we at work, it's like you're covering everything. And the first thing you do when you come home is, strip off your scrubs, throw them in the washing machine, and jump in the shower.
No.
With no stop in between. But, with those guys that have been, like you said, sweating, spitting, and all of the rest, all of that can also, carry the coronavirus and transmit it to somebody else.
For sure. I mean, just look at the fumble he caused. There was a pileup. He stuck his nose right in there and rolling around with a bunch of guys for, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, trying to root out the ball. I mean, next to that, if he's allowed to do that, he's not allowed to say goodbye to Pat Mahomes. So, I totally get that. It is inconsistent.
Oh, totally inconsistent. I mean, again, these guys are going out there, slamming heads together, ending up in piles the whole 9 yards. They can't shake hands at the end of the game. So I get it. But that said, I would still say one is sort of required in the play of the game. The other isn't. So don't do what is not required.
All right. Final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go, and that's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Jim.
Nobody.
Nope.
The big boy was here today, via Zoom. Boy, did he come in hot. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. He also did the 10-question segment.
Which wasn't so hot as usual.
Well, here it is, condensed by Hardy.
We believe in Jared Stidham.
Oh, God. Who, in your opinion, Greg, is the worst starting quarterback for the Patriots you've ever seen?
Okay, so I went through the list that you sent, Mike.
Hang on. Go.
But I just want to point out that during my high school senior year at Lincoln Sudbury,
story time.
I was here, 1992.
Story time.
I never remembered this guy named Jeff Carlson.
Okay, next. Has Tom Brady figured it out in Tampa, big boy?
First of all, shut up, Felger. But I will say, we'll see.
Should the Giants and or Jets tank for Trevor?
I
say yes.
Yes.
If you're the Patriots, would you take a chance on Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold if they were available, Greg?
I
say no.
No.
I'm a yes on both.
What are your thoughts on Bill O'Brien being fired in Houston, the next coach there, the Jack at Easterby situation? Go ahead, Greg.
Look, the Jack Easterby thing, you guys sort of know. I've written about it.
Oh, good for you.
I did write a column basically saying.
And how was it?
Basically saying, like, this could happen.
I hope it was f***ing good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Who has been the biggest COVID tool bag in all of football? The COVID tool bag award, Greg.
Burt Breer.
Because he's, you know, the Ohio State. And I was like, Burt, shut up.
Give me a grade for Tony Romo this season, Greg Bedard.
C. He's just slapping it out there.
Good one.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm mediocre. It is amazing. The Easterby thing. He put it in the email channel. I want to about Houston and Easterby. You know, I got something on that.
So you teed him up?
So I teed him up on it, and he's like, hold on. Let me look at it. It was your take? Oh, big boy. He did have some good material today. I recommend you go catching those 2 hours on the web and the playback.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.